Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Lieutenant Drew Unteed, Commander Granville Post of the State Patrol. A little bit of sunshine right now, but cloud scattered showers moving in throughout the day, high right around 65, and then cloudy tonight with rain. And then Saturday, mix of sun and clouds, could see a shower or two and a high near 71. Now, Lieutenant, I was telling you the last time that you and I got together, I actually stopped out at the post and had to work with my car that hit a deer hit me is what I was going to say. But you just looked at me and you're like, hey, this happens all the time. It does. I mean, you guys get this stuff all the time.
We do. We do. There was two deer crashes last night handled, and one of our cruisers struck one 2 days ago, so it happens.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
What should you do if you, because I'd be honest with you, I'm driving into work, and I'm like, I got to get to work. I didn't even bother to look for a deer. Should you stop? Should you call you guys? What is the protocol if somebody hits a deer?
Yeah, so it could be different for everyone. First and foremost, you know, make sure you and your vehicle are in a safe position. If you're able to pull it out of the roadway, please do so. You should report it then. Okay, so call your local patrol post or local 911. And it's up to you whether or not you do a report, whether your insurance requires a report. That's totally, you know, on you or your insurance. But nonetheless, get it reported. And if you need a report later, you got to get to work. Just communicate that with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These guys were great, Joel, when I went in there to do
absolutely.
The funny thing is, I'm like, they're like, what? This guy's in radio? What is wrong with him? And they're just joking. I mean, you got great staff over there. And I know we're going to talk about recruitment and you're trying to bring on more, but you guys were great. I mean, I had a lot of fun cutting it up with them and that kind of stuff. You
Thanks
got a
so
good, good group over there.
Thank you. Yes, we do. No, I totally agree.
Yeah. And then how many folks right now at the post?
So we have 10 troopers, four assistant post commanders, and then myself.
Mm-hmm. And how big an area do you have to cover?
So that's for all of Licking County.
Okay, the whole county.
Yeah, so you break that up per shift, and we usually have one to two troopers per shift, and usually one supervisor.
Gotcha. That's a lot of ground.
We are down. Yeah. I mean, we're considered full at 12, and we haven't seen 12 troopers for years now.
Yeah. All right, so if you're doing recruitment, what are you looking for? What do people need to do if they're thinking to themselves, hey, I want to do something to help the community? What do you need to do?
Yeah, in my opinion, that's the biggest perk of this job is we're here to help, right? That's what the draw is. So we take we do have a cadet candidate program as well, and that starts at age 18. So 18 to age 21, in that range, you could be a cadet candidate. You could work at a dispatch center. You could get paid to basically shadow the job of a trooper. You can do some dispatching. You can do ride-alongs and help out around the post or whatever's needed. That'll get your state time started. Now, if you are 20 and by the time you're set to graduate the academy, you would be turning 21. You can get into the academy at age 20. Again, just by the time you graduate, you need to be 21 years of age to carry a pistol, of course.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get started in our process, several options. Either go to your local highway patrol post. For here in Licking County, it would be the Granville Post, Outville Road and State Route 16 intersection. We can speak with you there. We can get you set up for a recruitment ride-along. You get to test the waters. And if you're just like, you know, I just need some more information, feel free to visit statepatrol.ohio.gov. Anything and everything you want to know about the patrol is on there. We do have some great YouTube videos as well and Facebook page. And, you know, you can take your cell phone, you can text hashtag join OSHP to the number 614-654-OSHP. And that'll get you started in a conversation with a recruiter as well.
That's pretty cool. So yeah. I got to ask, because I'm familiar with a few officers, you know, varying levels, different things. Sometimes the best candidates are like you, pretty cut, pretty, you know, down the road, pretty even keeled, straightforward and all that. Then there's other guys that maybe were a little more ornery, let's say ornery in school. And the reason they're good at being police is because they kind of have that background. They kind of know how ornery people operate, so they can come at it from that direction.
Yeah.
So what kind of experience would you prefer as someone that would be a good candidate?
So I think it runs the gamut. So my direction was, I knew I wanted to be a trooper since I was in high school, but I went to college and I got a degree, which isn't required to be a trooper, by the way, but highly encouraged. And clean background, that's the main thing, right? and I went in that way. We'd like to pitch to people that this is a transforms your talents opportunity. Okay, so no matter what you've done up to this point, if you're like, you know what, I'm tired of working outside in the winter, cutting trees, doing construction, what have you, sitting in a cruiser is not bad, right? Being in charge of yourself, it's comfortable. It pays well, great benefits. I could go on and on about it. But no matter what your life circumstance or situation, don't count yourself out as a trooper. It's not my job to figure out what's acceptable and not acceptable, but I will say there is value in life experience, and we have a process to make sure we're getting the right folks in here that need to be in here.
That is an awesome answer. Yeah, that is all. I mean, that really sums it up. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people, like, you wouldn't really consider yourself, you know, maybe police material or trooper material. But again, that life experience, that can really pay dividends in the line of work that you are.
Certainly. And, you know, the general public may or may not know how many different avenues there are in the state patrol. You know, most folks picture us out in a crossover on the interstate with a laser in our hand and checking speeders. That's a small snippet of it. Okay. We have, just to name a few, motorcycle unit, investigations, polygraph unit, executive protection, canine unit, our aviation section, intelligence section. We have a SWAT team, aka our SRT team. We have a mobile field force team. That's just to name a few. Okay, so there are opportunities for change. There's opportunities for growth. And people think, well, you know, with seniority, that's probably going to take 10, 20 years. No, at 2 years, you have the opportunity to do most of those things.
That's cool.
Okay. So, yeah, no, there's something for everyone in our division, and that's really what I want to highlight.
Mm-hmm. What's the process, then? How long does it take? Do you have, hey, you got to get through all the academy in this amount of time? Mm-hmm. I mean, what is the process if somebody says, hey, I'm thinking about doing this?
Yeah, so depending on state mandates as far as training hours, and is it a fall class? Is it a spring class? Because we have the state fair and so forth. It could vary per class between 27 all the way up to 30 weeks long is what your academy would be. Mine in particular was 29 weeks. You'll live at the academy during that period of time. You get paid well, respectable for sure, and you get to go home on the weekends. Families make it work. You'll get to talk to your family each day. You'll get a liberty nowadays. You know, we have business take care of at home, so it's friendly in that regard. Yeah, no, it's a fun time. It's a difficult time. The training's there for a reason, and it's to shape you how we need you to be. But it's rewarding.
What was
rewarding.
The hardest part?
Hardest part is making yourself come back each week, right?
But you sound just like my wife.
Yeah.
I got to go back to him.
It's fun. It's just, you know, nobody likes to be uncomfortable, right? But it's completely right. For a reason. Everything we do relates directly to what you'll see on the road. And once you accept that, it's fun from there.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of seeing on the road, I know tonight, a lot of local law enforcement agencies, you folks as well, are going to be taking part in the Light Ohio Blue Caravan. And how important this is to kind of honor those folks who, you know, made the ultimate sacrifice, but people can come out. It's kind of a neat thing. And then you said you're doing the memorial, police memorial, or fallen officers memorial later today?
Yes, at our academy, we do have the police memorial today to mm-hmm. honor our fallen officers in the Highway Patrol.
Yeah. Do you talk to families about that? Do you say, hey, look, you know, Drew may be a state trooper here soon. We want you to know all that's involved here. Is there discussions like that? I got to believe there are with the recruit, but do you talk to the families at all? Because they got to deal with that every single day.
Yeah, certainly. You know, during the background process, we come and we speak to the families. They know what they're getting into from the beginning. We do have an orientation where we speak to them at the academy prior to them going. So, there's no surprises in that regard, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would think, too, I mean, like you talked about, you know, being in the cruiser is not so bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of driving skill? I mean, is there a certain level at which a person has to be able to operate a motor vehicle to be a trooper?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the bare minimum standards to become a trooper are, obviously, you got to have a valid driver's license and a U.S. citizen and so forth. And so you would have went through driving school. Now, that's not performance driving. The good news is you don't need to have any background of performance driving prior to coming to the patrol because you're going to do that in the academy.
Okay, so they're going to teach me how to do all that.
You're going to have an entire week of high-speed driving, maneuvering, Have to pass certain tests and certain parameters in order to graduate.
Learn how to use those cop shocks and cop tires and cop motor and all that stuff, right?
Right. And then, we continue that training. So every year now, we get to go to certain tracks, Mid-Ohio Speedway, and we practice our pit maneuver down here at National Trails and several other places. But so, yeah, we stay freshened up on that.
Mm-hmm. It's getting to be high-speed driving about everywhere anymore. So, I don't know that you really need to go to the tracks for that.
Right. No, one could argue the public is already qualified.
He's driving down the road. Hey, get that guy.
Right. I think I saw him in National Trails.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to give him a job. Mm. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Lieutenant Drew Unteed. He's the commander, Granville Post of the State Patrol. Increasing clouds today. Could see a little rain. Cloudy tonight with rain, and then for Saturday, mix of sun and clouds. Occasional showers. High near 71. All right, Lieutenant. One of the reasons I brought you in. Obviously, you're into that summer driving season, and that means kids. A lot of kids are going to be out on the roads. Yes. High school's out. What are some of the things that you're going to remind parents, remind kids when they get behind the wheel? Hey, Buck. All the good things that we talk about all the time.
Right. To reiterate, yes. Memorial Day to Labor Day is the 100 deadliest days of summer is what we call it. That is where a majority of our fatal crashes and serious crashes occur. And yes, kids are out of school. Fun times are happening. So big things to remember. Obviously, always wear your seatbelt. That includes child safety seats, booster seats. Know the laws on that. Distracted driving. We have no tolerance policy on that. I think the public is fully aware and up to speed on the distracted driving thing right now. And lastly, OVIs. So if you plan to drink, make sure you have a plan. Find a designated driver or some type of ride share at the end of your evening.
And here's the other thing, too, with OVIs. And I know this firsthand because we had a family member out in Arizona. Mm-hmm. You got to watch the medications you're taking as well. Am I wrong there? Because, some of this stuff can affect you. And if you get behind the wheel, technically that's operating a vehicle impaired.
You make a great point, Dave. A lot of folks don't think about that. OVIs don't only pertain to alcohol impairment. It's drug impairment as well. That's why your prescription bottles often say, do not operate a machinery or motor vehicle, may cause drowsiness. So what is conducive to your ailment is not conducive to driving necessarily. And it's going to be different for every person. There isn't a per se limit for certain medications like there would be on the illicit drugs that we know. It's going to affect each person differently. And until you know how that's going to affect you, be cautious with driving.
What kind of interaction has there been between law enforcement and the legalized marijuana? Because again, what you know about alcohol, we're learning more and more about marijuana impairment. It seems like those people tend to be a little slower. Like, hey, instead of going 55, 60, 65, they're going 45, 40. They kind of react differently. Has that had major impacts in traffic?
Marijuana use and driving has always been a problem. Would I say it's more frequent now? Yeah. They've made it easier by passing that law, correct? But, it is an impairing drug, and we will screen it just like any other OVI investigation. It has certain effects. It could cause your pupils to be slightly dilated. Yeah, you could have you know, slower movements, your field sobriety tests that are standardized that we administer, we could see clues on those. So, yeah, you're legal to have it. Again, not conducive to driving, and it affects everyone differently, so be aware of that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, what are we seeing as far as OVIs here in the county? I mean, are those numbers up? Are they down? I mean, it seems like some years the numbers will be down, and then they spike back up.
So as far as OVI arrests here in Licking County, just by the troopers at the Granville Post, we're up 10.3%. So we've arrested 107 impaired drivers year to date so far this year. You know, with the holidays coming up, with on the 100 deadliest days of summer, do I see the number decreasing? I don't, unfortunately. But that's why we want to put that in your brain to designate a sober driver, have a plan before you even go out that night.
Yeah, especially graduation parties. And I know
for sure,
we've had folks in from Metesic talking about, hey, you know, make sure you're not over serving. Make sure you're checking to see who's drinking at your house and see where they're going. I mean, it's, again, you said it's the 100 deadliest days, and you're going to have these graduation parties, and you can't keep an eye on everybody.
That's
you
correct.
Need to watch what you're doing.
Correct.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the OVIs now. You've had that many. Have we had any fatalities so far this year linked to OVIs?
Being early in this year, we don't have all the results back yet.
Okay.
Typically, historically, we teeter around 50% throughout the year that are OVI related.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, I don't have conclusive results because lab results are still pending on some. But we do have, we've had four so far year to date, which is tied with last year. Obviously, we don't want to see that increase. And unfortunately, this is when they start to increase from here on out. We'll keep our fingers crossed. What I can say is we are up in crashes just like we were last year. We had over 600 more crashes from year 24 to 25. Mm-hmm. We are already at 17.8% up in crashes investigated just here in Licking County. So with the development, with increased population in this county and in the greater Columbus area, that's not going to slow down either. We're just hoping, you know, the severity stays low.
You see that in a certain area? I mean, or is it countywide? Are you seeing, again, you mentioned the growth we know is out in the western part in there. Are you seeing it across the county?
Yes. Yeah. And just in general, the Western Corridor, yes, it is a problem. The Southwestern area, Edna Township. Now, when it comes to fatal crashes, last year, our worst fatal routes were State Route 37, particularly north of 161, 37 area, and State Route 13, particularly south of Newark, between Newark and 70, as well as State Route 16. Those are our top three fatality routes last year.
Is that just due to the amount of cars on the road?
I think it's traffic volume. It's intersections. A lot of them are intersection related. But the number one contributing circumstance for our fatal crash last year was left of center. So that ties into the reason enforced distracted driving.
Mm. Yeah. What are you seeing there as far as numbers, if you have them, as far as distracted driving and citations and stuff like that?
Yeah, so, overall enforcements at the Granville Post this year, 2,213 total enforcements. Distracted driving citations, we've issued 535 distracted driving citations here in Licking County so far this year. Yeah. And it, I mean, it's not slowing down. I don't see it slowing down. Our enforcement's going to continue to pick up because of that, because it is such a huge contributor to our bad crashes. Now, within the past 5 years, statewide, there's been 48,266 crashes involving one or more distracted drivers. And of those, 158 of those crashes were fatal, resulting in 170 deaths. So that just underscores the importance of our enforcement of that law.
I mean, we joke, and it's not funny. I mean, it really is not. Those numbers bear out. But both of us will be like, yeah, I was just going down the road. You look over, there's people just and it's all ages. I mean, I'm not saying it's not – you know, proportionally the young.
No.
But you know, you see it. I mean, it's all ages.
It is.
And you're just like, what are you doing?
It runs the gamut. We all have busy lives. We have a lot of things going on. We understand that. And at the same time, you got to think, hey, let me plug this in my GPS before I start driving. Or could I pull over for a second, send this text, take this call, and then proceed? Furthermore, I mean, we have a handheld we have a handheld options, like a plethora of them, right? Mm-hmm. So we can have a dash mount. We can run it through our car speakers and the Bluetooth. We can just literally have it on speakerphone. So let's use those options. Not to say that you don't need to speak with people or communicate while we're driving, but let's do it smarter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on now. It's not that hard to figure out. Seatbelt usage, I know statewide, is it up, down? I know it kind of, I want to say it used to hover like around 82%, 83%. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're still in that ballpark or not.
Yeah, so the current, I don't have the current statewide average. However, Licking County, last I looked, was 92% compliance, which was high in the state. Super happy about. And at the same time, we still see plenty of people not wearing them. So please wear your seatbelts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We talked about summer driving season, motorcycles. I mean,
yes,
they're out and about as well. They present their own kind of unique challenges for folks. What do you say to people who are just, one, the riders on the bikes, mm-hmm. and then the folks who are around these people?
Well, for the riders, although not required by law, I would ask that you wear your helmet. We had a good one last year that the gentleman ended up living. He was wearing his helmet. He received a Save by the Helmet Award from us. But had he not been, it would have certainly been a fatality. So I'm big on helmets. For the rest of the public, you see the signs, but look twice, save a life. That's a big deal. You only have one headlight to look at. It's a smaller vehicle, and especially at nighttime, that light blends in with all the lights behind it. So, make sure you're sure of yourself before you pull out at that intersection.
Yeah. Are you seeing more and more folks be responsible on the bikes wearing the helmets?
I think here in Licking County, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We did have a decrease in motorcycle-related fatalities last year, substantial. So, again, I think it's part of that spreading that word. We like to speak with the new riders that are going for testing at the BMV, the BMV testing days, just put those bugs in their ear. With the increased traffic, the increased population, the increased development, and clearly the increased number of crashes in recent years, to ride a motorcycle, you're taking a chance every time you go out there. I just need you to be aware that not everyone is aware that, hey, motorcycles are on the road too.
Well, and I would imagine too, increase in gas prices. I mean, people are looking for less expensive ways to get around. Motorcycles sip gas compared to cars. So I would imagine just based on that, the numbers of riders are going to go up.
Certainly. Certainly. Yep. Be a defensive driver. Leave plenty of space. And as we know, motorcycles can't stop on a dime. Mm-hmm. So everyone be on the lookout.
Yeah, you do that. And the other thing, the move over law. I mean, again, you're talking about, construction season. My God, go anywhere. You probably see them as much as anybody, the orange barrels.
Yeah.
They're out there. So, remember that move over law. Get over and let folks do their job so they can get home safely.
Yeah, to reiterate that, I mean, we're just scratching the surface at the beginning of the construction season. When you can get over, please get over to the adjacent lane if there's space. If you cannot, do not cause a crash getting over. Just decrease your speed and proceed with caution past the officer. Now, I say officer, but really it pertains to every public safety vehicle. Anything with the oscillating flashing lights on the side of the road, and out of courtesy, even if it's just a personal vehicle that's occupied, be courteous and move over if you can.
Do you guys work closely? How closely do you work with ODOT? I mean, I know you guys do, but I mean, are you in constant contact with them and saying, hey, like they're doing on 16 here, starting by River Road and then out towards the New Albany area, they're going to redo all that. I mean, obviously a major thoroughfare. How closely will you work with them to monitor safety in that area?
Very closely. I just had a meeting with them 2 days ago about that construction area. I just spoke with one of the members this morning, and we've been allotted 150 hours of federal overtime to work that construction zone this season. So we're in constant contact. We see how we can improve the safety of that zone, how we can keep traffic flowing, and how to enforce those who don't want to obey the speed limit through that zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's all for the benefit of the workers who are on site.
Yeah, and through, like you said, if you can't get over, I mean, you're pretty tight along the roadway with them,
yes.
So just slow down. I mean,
yes.
You just worry about those folks that are out there and what they're doing. All right, you've been doing this for how long?
15 and a half years.
15 and a half years. What's the best part of this job?
May sound cliche, but literally helping people.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And it's helping in many different ways, right? Of course, we help those who are broken down. We investigate folks' crashes. At times, we have to put handcuffs on people, which oftentimes, you know, later is where you see the helping, okay, if they got help for substance abuse or whatever. But those are the rewarding things. Obviously, you know, you have moments where you save a puppy or an animal or something like that. But it's the interaction with the public making a difference that warms my heart.
Well, again, you guys were great when I came out there. It's the first time I ever hit a deer. So, I mean, and you guys were a lot of fun. Again, they made it fun. I mean, they're like, yeah. What, you couldn't get around him? I mean, it was just a lot of fun to be out there with you guys. Again, if folks are interested in joining the State Patrol, where do they need to go? What's the easiest way to do that?
Statepatrol.ohio.gov. You can contact us that way. We can get you set up for a ride-along. And don't forget, you're more than welcome to walk to the front door of the Granville Post any day or time.
That'll work. I got to do a ride along. I'm telling you, I got to do one. I just can't. Yeah. I got to pick a day where I can come out there and just do that with you guys.
Make sure he's in the back seat.
You don't think I've never been in the back seat?
I was
going to
say it's where you're more comfortable.
Oh, that's just wrong, Riley. Lieutenant, as always, I appreciate you coming in. Appreciate everything you folks do. I was telling you, I'm going to be switching out my light bulbs to the blue lights for all of next week. So hopefully, folks, that means a lot to you guys.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I mean, there's a lot of bad going on in the world, and to just see the folks' support, I got to believe it makes you feel
100%.
Good. Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, I want to thank our guest today, Lieutenant Drew Unteed, Commander Granville Post of the State Patrol. Be sure to join us on Monday's Talk of the Town, as Lincoln County Commissioners Rick Black and Tim Bubb will be our guests. That's on Monday's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Lincoln County Trust.